Hello, hello, and welcome back to another week of Wounded to Wonderful with yours truly, Angie McDonald. I'm grateful, blessed, and honored that you're here with me yet another week. We're still doing this week 14 in the comeback series of Wounded to Wonderful, and I'm so grateful that, you know, you've come along with me, and those of you who are new, thank you for growing with me. I really appreciate you, and of course, my school of hard knocks, those who've been with me from the beginning, thank you for being consistent, true listeners, and offering your feedback, chiming in, and starting conversations with me on the back end. I'm so grateful to come before you and just share another conversation, another thought and idea that will encourage you to heal, grow, discover, and of course, grow from wounded to wonderful. So we're in week 14. We're going to go right into it. And you know, this week has been another week of us experiencing shelter in place, a nationwide lockdown, restrictions on almost everything. And I know it's been taking a toll on some of us, but it's also been a blessing in disguise for many of us. And in regards to us just finding alone time to be in our own space, in our own presence, and to either enjoy it or find ways to enjoy it or make it better has been the homework and the soul work for a lot of people who have come across and who have reached out to me, you know, post previous podcast or just reaching out for coaching to get through this time. And in a recent social media post, I posted something about an idea that came across, resurrected itself as one of my coaching tools, a book that I use. There was a chapter in it that says the super you versus the real you. And that was a question I asked my audience to chew on and to think about during this time of sheltering place and having more time to yourself or with yourself. Have you come to face with the super you or the real you? And I've gotten quite a few questions, especially on my LinkedIn platform. I've gotten a lot of conversational tidbits that caused a lot of us to think about what that means, the super you or the real you. And I'm going to break it down in the way that it's been presented and how I presented in my coaching and the way how some professionals and others have seen it. So I'm grateful you're back. Thankful, you know, for your listening support. And thank you for sharing and making this podcast go worldwide. I'm seeing some demographics that I've never seen before. I'm seeing Finland, Sweden, Denmark. I'm seeing Pakistan. I am seeing, I said Finland. Yes, I did. I'm seeing countries that I've only prayed and wished that I could, you know, reach and go to. And thankfully, my voice has been heard in those areas. So I'm thanking you for just listening and being a part. And here we go. We're going to be talking about the super you or the real you. Do you see what I see? Let's go. So let's get into this. I've been getting quite a few messages and inquiries from individuals who really want to be comfortable with themselves in their own space. And this time and this season of shelter in place has created a sense of panic for some who's not used to being home this much at all, or being alone with their thoughts, or not having that much of human interaction outside of, you know, social media, technology, communication that way. But the interpersonal or the in-your-face type of engagement has been dwindled down to zero for many of us. And it has caused a stir for some individuals to come face-to-face with themselves. And I want us to really have this talk today to see if any of you, my listeners, or who this podcast might just come across in your search. Are you comfortable with the real you? Are you at peace with the real you? Are you loving the real you? Do you love what you see? Do you see what I see? And these are questions that we have to ask ourselves, especially in times when we have to be in our own space, in our own presence. Can we enjoy, can we appreciate who we are without having to put on a show for anyone else? And these are questions that we have to ask. So let's dive into the super you versus the real you. I did say in my intro that I was presented with, you know, a nice challenge on what the super you could mean to someone else. And it could mean the strong, resilient side of you, the, you know, the part of you that stands up to any challenge. And that could be all and well true. We can attribute that in that respect. But initially, where I'm getting at is a place of character building, molding, and true representation of who you are and who you aspire to be. So for some of us who are growing in whatever area of business we've been blessed to grow, at times we have to present ourselves in a certain way in order to get certain things done. And that's all fine and dandy, all expected. It's a part of the game. We have to show ourselves ready, reliable, relatable, trustworthy. And we do those things to ensure our customers, viewers, listeners, whoever our consumers may be or our stakeholders may be, that we are a source of trust and that whatever investment they're making, whether it's their time, their energy, their listening ear, or their funds, that it's in a safe place with us. And I always encourage that we serve from a place of integrity. Now that's talking about serving in a place of business, being of someone of influence, of standard, or just a voice of reason. Now, when it comes to just being you, after being that servant, that businesswoman, that teacher, that confidant, who are you to you? Once you take that superwoman, Wonder Woman, or Superman suit off, are you enjoying who you are beyond that? So we talk about, I talk about the Clark Kent versus Superman. And Clark Kent, of course, we know the Superman story, was a gentleman who was soft-spoken, quiet, wore his glasses, unassuming, very passive. Was a yes man, never really stood up to anyone, and just didn't like where his life was going because he had this secret. And he had the secret of being a superhero. And he put his life on hold. Anytime someone was in need, he put his life on hold. He stopped what he was doing. All he had to do was loosen his tie and rip off the outfit and take the glasses off. And somehow that magical Superman curl fell on his forehead and that outfit with the cape came out and he flew to the rescue. Again, he put his entire life on hold. And it seems he enjoyed being Superman more than he was being Clark Kent. Because he was able to bring happiness, security, safety to people who didn't know who he really was. And at the end of that, you can see that it left a place of void and disconnection still for Superman. So for those of you out there who are operating in roles of heroism and support and business and just being there as a resource to many, when you take that off, are you still connected to who you really are? Can people really know you beyond the superhero outfit or personality? Is it possible? And you, most of all, are you comfortable with who you are once you remove the cape and the, you know, I wouldn't call it a facade because it's something that you have to be in order to serve or in order to gain trust and gain notoriety from those who you're exchanging services for. But on the deeper level, on a character level, on a personality level, are you comfortable with you? And again, these are questions that we must ask, we must come to face with. And if we're not, What do we need to do to change it? What do we need to do to make it better? What needs to happen in order for us to say, at the end of the day, I can sleep well, I can enjoy myself, I can enjoy my company, and just get ready to do it again tomorrow? Can you do that? If you're having any hesitation or pausing, then we need to talk. And I'd love to talk to you. Because there has to be a residual balance of who we are on a day-to-day basis. I always encourage us, you know, to serve from a healed place. Because when we do those things from a healed place, we are showing a true representation of ourselves day in and day out. That what we do in front of the scenes is the same person who we are behind the scene. Who we are indeed in conversation, as the good book talks about, represents who we are when we're at home, not having a conversation or not performing a public deed or service. So that's where I want us to be today, in a place of centering, a place of self-acknowledgement of what may be our shortcomings, what may be the areas of growth that needs to happen, or just to congratulate ourselves and to thank God for the area that we're in, the place that we're in, the space that we're in, to be able to be reciprocal at all times, to enjoy that what we're giving out is the same person who we are when we're receiving. So, the super you versus the real you. And I really thought about the placement of words when I saw that and when I encapsulated that as a part of my coaching strategy. Because realness is so necessary, especially during this time. So many of us are suffering, but so many of us are thriving. And for those who are thriving, why not be a place of reality for those of us who are suffering? For those of us who are having a hard time of getting there to that place of balance and awareness, even in a time of shelter in place. Can we really do that? Can we be a source and a spot of redemption to those who may not have it all together yet? Let's be mindful of those who are still in a vulnerable state of going through what it needs to be gone through in order to come out on the other side, whole, aware, centered, and loving themselves on the journey from wounded to wonderful. So I hope today's talk really touched and spoke to a part of us that can, you know, inspire us to continue doing the homework and the soul work that needs to be done, to really come to face with the real you versus the super you. And if you're in the mindset of wanting to represent the real you, that is actually the super you when you look at it from a total perspective of honesty, clarity, and the willingness to grow continuously and be a source to others who you know are in need. So as we wrap up this week, I'm so grateful that you took the time to talk to me and to listen to what I had to say. And I'm hoping that it's something that you wanted to hear in order to continue to cope during this difficult time of transition. So as we go through, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience and for your consistency in listening and being a part of this Wounded to Wonderful journey with me. And before I go, you always know how you can reach me. You can definitely catch me on any social media platform. Pretty much I'm on Instagram as I Am Angie McDonald. That's I Am Angie McDonald on Instagram, as well as Wounded, the number 2 Wonderful on Instagram as well. You can find me on Facebook, Mrs. Angie McDonald, or just type in Wounded, the number 2 Wonderful. You'll find my page there. I'm also on LinkedIn as Mrs. Angie McDonald. That's where the meat and potatoes of my business really thrives from. You can find me there and engage me with me there. Also, stay tuned for my upcoming series of the Waves of Grief free workshops that I'll be presenting online. The first one will be on Monday, April 20th, which is a few days after the airing of this podcast on Zoom, but definitely look at my social media pages and you can get links to attend for free or share with someone who you know is going through a grieving process of either losing a loved one or a way of life and they're having a hard time bouncing back from that. This free talk takes pieces of modules of what I present currently to my coaching clients and to the workshops I present for my consultants. So I'm sure that you'll find something that can be of assistance and guidance to you or anyone you feel should be of benefit at this time. So I want to thank you again. I appreciate you. I thank God for you. And I just want to see you do great and be great. I want to hear awesome things. I want to hear how you've overcome and not allowed any circumstances to define you. But I want to hear that you've healed, you've grown, and you've discovered all that God has in store for you. So thanks again for listening. Until next week, be well, stay inside, wash your hands. Talk to you soon. Bye.